The Bird Show.
Good friend of mine is single and in the dating world and had been having such a hard time dating. And I guess was in a relationship with this guy for maybe a month and then broke up. And then one of her girlfriends said, you know, I have a guy friend who just got out of a relationship too. He was in a relationship for a while and, you know, they've been broken up for like 3 weeks or whatever. I think he's ready to date. You've been broken up for about 3 weeks. Like, y'all go ahead and go out or whatever. They had met one time before, so her girlfriend sets it up, and she's excited about it, you know, but didn't have too high expectations. I mean, my friend has been out with, like, every, you know, jerk on the planet, and in the town where she doesn't live in Atlanta, in the town where she lives, I guess there's a lot of guys that she's gone out with who ended up being gay, but they, like, aren't out yet, and so she was just like...
And she's the one who brings that out of them?
Yeah, she's just like, just had like a rough time with dating. So she finally gets set up with this guy and she's like, he shows up and he's like, you know, dressed nice, and he's handsome, and he's cute. And they go to this like nice restaurant for dinner. And she's like, everything is going great. We're having like great conversation. And he's a total gentleman. And she's like, we were just really hitting it off, had a good time. So after dinner, he was like, hey, do you want to go have, you know, kind of an after dinner cocktail or whatever? So they go to this place that's sort of near their neighborhood because they live in the same part of town. So they go and they're having a cocktail. And she's like, oh, my God, I cannot believe this is like really working out. This is like awesome. Like, finally, a great date. This guy's so nice, whatever. And so they're sitting there and they're having this post-dinner cocktail when she feels a touch on her shoulder. Like a boom, boom, boom on her shoulder. And she turns around and there's a girl standing there and she says, who the F are you?
Oh, that's the opening line.
To my friend.
Right.
Yeah. So Catherine turns around. She's like, excuse me? And then the girl pounds on the guy's shoulder and says, what the F are you doing?
No way.
So apparently the psycho ex-girlfriend shows up to the date.
No. That's awesome.
And he goes, well, let's give psycho ex-girlfriend a name. Tammy. Right. So he's like, Tammy, what are you doing here? Or whatever, you know? And she was like, no, I want to know what the F you're doing here. Starts making a scene, screaming and yelling at my friend Catherine, you know, what the bleep is your name? And she says, well, if you're going to insult me for my name, why don't you tell me yours or whatever? So they have this whole, like, this girl is just causing, like, the biggest scene ever. And Catherine's like, she's like, of course. Of course, on the best date that I have had in a really long time, girl shows up. Okay, so it gets worse than that. She starts screaming and yelling up to the guy.
And again, the setting for this is where? Did you say it was like a bar?
This is at like a bar, like kind of like a smaller neighborhood place or whatever, where it's in their neighborhood. Mm-mm. So they kind of like know the servers, know the bartenders, and here comes Psycho X making a scene, right? And she's like, you need to come outside and talk to me right now. And he's like, I don't need to do anything. We broke up 3 weeks ago. Like, you're crazy, whatever. And she's like, you think I'm causing a scene now? Just wait if you don't come outside and talk to me or whatever. So Catherine's sitting there like, what do I do? Like, what do you do in that situation?
And I'm guessing she doesn't have her own car there,
right? No, the guy drove her out on the date.
So she can't even bail if she wants.
She can't even bail. She's like stuck sitting there. And so he goes, Tammy, how did you even find me? She goes, I have been driving around for 3 hours looking for your car.
No.
Are you kidding me? Yes. Mm-mm, okay. Mm-mm. So.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
Antichrist.
So this guy's doubling over himself, apologizing to Catherine, going, oh my God, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. And she's like, well, you better go outside and talk to her because this is enough. Like, this is enough of a scene already. So he goes outside, calms down, ex-girlfriend says, I will meet you at, you know, I will, you know, let me take care of her and, like, I will come and talk to you or whatever. So, chicky chick, Tammy's like, okay, I'll meet you at your house. He's like, oh great. So he comes back inside and he's like, you know, just apologizing profusely. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And Catherine was like, well, I would have walked home from here, but I guess there had been some robberies in that neighborhood and it was probably a little too far to walk home. Mm-hmm. She's like, all I wanted to do was walk home, but I didn't because I just didn't think it was safe. And she said, she was like, you better wait for her to pull out of the parking lot before will you take me to my house? I don't want this girl to know where I live, whatever.
Right?
So Tammy squeals out of the parking lot and like takes off. So finally they get in the car. He takes her home and he could not be more apologetic the whole way home. Just over the top. I mean, so this really was a nice guy. You know, they had already established beforehand that he had just gotten out of a relationship. She had just gotten out of a relationship. So it wasn't like this guy was like cheating on his girlfriend. He really did break up with her or whatever. So she was like, he's the nicest thing ever, but oh my God, just get me out of here. Just take me home, whatever. Goodbye. Well, so she goes to bed just chalking it up as another really terrible date that happens or whatever. And she hears from him the next day. He leaves her a message, just apologizing profusely all over again. Right. So so she talks to her friend who set them up.
Oh.
Late, you know. And she said, you know, I heard about what happened. Well, did you hear about what happened after he dropped you off? Her friend had heard the whole story. And she had only heard up until then.
I can't wait.
So apparently, after he left and dropped her off, he went back to his house. And the girl ended up getting arrested that night because she took her car and started ramming into his garage door her car over and over again to the point where she could like dent the garage door enough to get into his house. Got into his house and went into his kitchen and started throwing dishes around and breaking stuff everywhere. Throwing dishes, throwing stuff around the living room, throwing stuff everywhere. So he drops off Catherine at her house and is apologizing and says goodbye. Thinks he's going to have to go back and talk to Psycho X when she's already in his house, trashing it, ruining it. So he called the cops and she was hauled away in the police car, arrested that night. Can you say Psycho X
girlfriend? That's
the worst. That's like that job. That's like psycho. Worse than psycho. She's like a step above the psycho.
Psycho X girlfriend.
How long were they going out?
I think that, I'm not sure. I'm like maybe 6, 8 months, 9 months. It wasn't like years and years.
Like
it
you was have like, to have some kind of peek into that psycho before that.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably why you broke up with her.
Whoa. Wow. Ramming the car into the garage over and over and over again.
So that she damaged it enough to get into the house and then wreck up stuff even more.
Oh, no.
Catherine was like, this was the nicest guy ever and he was so apologetic. She's like, but I'm sorry.
No.
I can't. Give it another shot?
I would not go out with
really?
No.
She's like, I don't have that ex.
Wait a second.
Girlfriend in, his, in her life?
No.
She was like, ooh, no, no.
So this guy is nice. They have got great chemistry. Everything's
Everything was
fine.
Fantastic.
No. Yet the psycho is so psycho, she'll never go out with the dude ever again?
Never.
Come on.
I wouldn't go out with him again.
Because that girlfriend's always going to be
That's
there.
That's a red flag right there.
Always going to be around, showing up, whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
And the fact, I mean, and I know he had to handle it by his, but as soon as, first of all, it would be a red flag as soon as she showed up and made a scene at the restaurant. But then, when he was saying, okay, you know what, I'll meet you at home and I'll talk to you later and then drop me off, I'd be like, you know what? Mm-mm. No, I wouldn't.
Seriously?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, she was like too much drama.
If it's that fresh that he had to go meet her at home and meet with her after our date, no way.
So is there a buffer period now? Like, would she wait 6 months? Because they did have a great date. Everything was going fine outside of Psycho showing up. So 6 months down the road, does she give him another
shot? No, I think she was so embarrassed by the whole scene being caused and then so frightened by the fact that this girl was like able to do what she did.
Yeah.
Just, no, he's just blacklisted.
That sucks for that guy.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Over. Yeah.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.